You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Let's take a trip to the moon. Come on, let's go for the moon. I want to go to the moon. Let's take a trip to the moon.
2 weeks ago, the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference was being held in Texas. Joel Kearns is the Deputy Associate Administrator in the Exploration Division of NASA headquarters, and he spoke about the achievements that have been made last year and then of plans for this year and going on further from that.
I thought 2022 was a really outstanding year for exploration science of the moon because a lot of things started that you're going to see shape things for the years coming up. So, for example, KPLO Denuri launched and went into lunar orbit, and then included ShadowCam to help shed light and images from PSRs. NASA's Space Technician Directorate, in partnership with industry, launched the Capstone COM position navigation and timing small set that's going to the same near rectilinear halo orbit that Gateway will go into. And right now it's working with LRO. iSpace's Hakuta R Mission 1 launched, and it's due to land on the lunar surface this spring, probably in April. And on that same launch, a lunar flashlight launched. But I'm going to save two things for the end. The first, of course, was the flight test of Artemis 1, which tested many systems like Orion and the Space Launch System rocket, which is going to enable astronaut explorer investigation science on the South Pole of the Moon. And also, we received the Planetary Science and Astrobiology Decadal Survey, Origins, Worlds, and Life, in 2022, which provides some very specific recommendations on lunar discovery and exploration, as well as the generation and integration of science objectives and requirements into the Artemis effort. All of that is really going to affect things in the years coming up. In addition, I'll mention is that NASA spent quite a bit of time, and many of you provided input to NASA on this, to draft a set of objectives for Moon and Mars, which we often call Moon to Mars, activities particularly related to human spaceflight for the years coming up from now all the way out to the first landing by humans on Mars. And you're going to see in this year coming up how that is being used to look at midterm and the outterm, what type of systems and functions NASA will have to enable those objectives. But let me say a few things about lunar discovery and exploration coming up that I put on the chart. One, Lunar Trailblazer is making great progress. It will launch with the Intuitive Machines second CLPS mission coming up at the end of this year. The Viper rover, which as Lori pointed out last year, was rescheduled from a landing in late 23 to late 24, has gone through its systems integration review and is starting assembly. But probably I would think that the thing that'll be very visible to people in the community is that the first two CLPS landings are scheduled by those companies to take place this summer. The Astrobotic Technologies in Pittsburgh, along with the United Launch Alliance, has announced that their target launch date for their Peregrine Mission 1's first CLPS delivery is in May. That will also be on the first launch of the new Vulcan Center United Launch Alliance rocket. And Intuitive Machines has announced that their first CLPS delivery to Malapert A using their Nova C vehicle will be this June. So it followed that up, as I mentioned, their second Intuitive Machines landing is targeted for the end of this year. And that is the mission that Lunar Trailblazer will rideshare with to go to the moon. Looking at activities related to preparing for having science accomplished by human explorers, you probably know that the Artemis 3 science geology team call is out and step two proposals are due at the end of April. Upcoming will be the draft solicitation for the Artemis deployed instrument call that'll be coming out soon. That's listed on the bottom of the chart. And also based on the Planetary Science and Astrobiology Decadal Survey, effort is being put into defining and refining missions concepts. and soon going out to the community to refine and define science objectives and requirements for the Endurance A mission to bring samples back from South Pole Aiken Basin. And I also listed here that the PRISM-3 Step 2 proposals were in, and the selections will be made this summer. And you're probably aware, in response to advice that we were given again from the Decadal Survey, but the Planetary Advisory Committee and the League, we structured PRISM-3 so that the proposer is proposing the landing site in addition to the investigation, the instrument suite, which is new, and we think will probably lead to even higher value investigations than we've seen in the earlier solicitations. We've had eight CLIPS landings on contract. We're getting ready very soon to announce the ninth one. You'll notice in this chart, we list one of the landings outlined in yellow, which is the one that Masten Space Systems was gonna do for us. Masten, as you all know, went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And because of that, we strongly believe they won't be able to deliver on their CLIPS delivery. It's the Department of Justice that deals with companies that go into Chapter 11. And Masten's the state and the Department of Justice are very close to resolving Masten's forward position and whether any buyers or additional buyers are coming forward who might, for example, offer to conduct Masten's previously awarded CLIPS landings. We don't believe there will be any offers like that. And we believe this will probably be settled this month or next month, at which point you won't see the Masten landing, which was called Task Order 19C, on our moon map manifest anymore. I want to point out that we've heard of the community over the past year really asked for an integrated lunar science strategy, which looks at the recommendations from the recent Decadal Survey, as well as the opportunities afforded by human exploration systems and robotic systems to outline what the different strategies are for accomplishing the strategic research topics and the major scientific questions in the Decadal Survey. Planetary Science Division and SCO are continuing to build that strategy so it can be published for community comments and review. And I also want to point out here that there's a couple of very specific things we're looking at along with that strategy in the near term. One is to take a look at a community study for what the advantages would be of landing the human systems with the astronaut explorers at locations on the moon other than just the South Pole. Also, the detailed refinement by the community input for the Endurance A science objectives, requirements, and mission. And also, I think you'll hear about in the League Town Hall work that's being done to look at one architecture of a successor, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And there's also a study coming up, a joint League and XMAG study on Artemis samples. Now, I hope this gives you an idea why I think 2023 is going to be an even bigger and more exciting year for lunar science and exploration than 2022 was. And 2022 really set the foundation for what you're going to see in the future. So I think you're going to think it's a really exciting year.
Joel Kearns, the Deputy Associate Administrator in the Exploration Division of NASA Headquarters, speaking on March the 14th. One of the questions that he was asked after that talk was about Masten, which, as you heard there, went into bankruptcy. Here is how that question and answer went.
Hi, I'm Alicia Joti, UCLA. I have a question about the Masten mission, the CLIPS 19C. What will happen to the instruments that were supposed to be on that lander? And is there a plan in case this happens again with another CLIPS lander?
What will happen to the instruments on Masten 19C once the legal situation is resolved is they'll be remanifested for a future delivery mission to the moon. It might be a CLIPS landing. It might be to put those instruments on future international landings. It could be to fly them to the moon as part of human landing system missions for Artemis. We've looked at several different options for that. And based on how we resolve this with how the Department of Justice resolves it with the company, those investigators will be notified of what the options are and which ones they'll likely be targeted to. Now, your question about what happens if this happens again, in effect, we'll react to it. If it were to happen again, we don't foresee it anything right now that would say it would happen again. But it's part of the experiment of what we're doing with commercial payload landing systems. I mean, we're partnering with companies. It's really difficult to and challenging to land on the moon. Many of these companies just, as we all did, went through years of dealing with COVID-19. But I will tell you that I personally believe that our other landing missions are very, very strong.
One of the things that puzzled me about that conversation was a note that I've seen on the internet that Masten Space Systems was acquired by Astrobotic in September of last year. So I'm a little bit puzzled by that.
From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.